Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. We're back with a bang and a plom and a bomb. What? We're going to detonate it in your ear canal. It's an audio bomb. Don't worry, it's just a podcast. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to an episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Good morning.
What a bombastic start that was, Tom. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Well, can I shock you now? One of my nicknames at school was Mr. Loud. I wish it had been Mr. Bombastic. Well, we're back with another Flatshare Lockdown. No, Flatshare Slamdown that was recorded exclusively on Zoom. I sound like we're being sponsored by Zoom.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that most podcasts are being recorded exclusively on Zoom at the moment. But it was also...
We were special.
Yeah, well, we are special. And let's big ourselves up. This is a very special episode. It was indeed recorded over Zoom. We streamed it live on YouTube. Thanks to everybody who watched it on the day, but you can hear the episode now. We have some amazing guests in Josh Widdicombe, Sarah Pascoe, and Steen Raskopoulos. It's a rare three-person show.
A trip guest show. What a joy.
Fun fact, the last triple guest show also had Josh Widdicombe on it. It was recorded at MacFest, and it had Josh and Nish and Kiri Pritchard-McLean.
We basically don't think that Josh is strong enough to be on with two people.
He's not got it. He's not got what it takes.
But let's not tell him that. This was a great episode. It was lots of fun. We have lots of fun doing these live Zoom records, and it's always really lovely to have a large audience there watching along with us on the night. So if you want to take part in that and join us and watch us live, then we're doing another recording next week on the 8th of July.
It's in fact tomorrow on the 8th of July.
It's the 7th of July.
It's the 7th of July today, man. Yeah.
We're
putting out on the 7th of July tomorrow, Wednesday.
I thought it was May. I thought I was in May. Carry on.
You know what? I'm glad we're not in May. I wouldn't mind going back to like February or January, but you know what?
Oh, May would be it.
But not May.
Nay, thank you. So we've got two amazing guests. On that, we've got Dara O'Brien and we've got Sophie Duca. They're both brilliant. It's going to be very exciting to see them. So you can see them streamed live onto your computer as it happens if you go to eventbrite.co.uk and search for Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Or if you just go to our Twitter, it's the pinned tweet on there. Tickets are £5. They're free if you work for the NHS. We would love to see you there. And come along and have fun.
Meanwhile, enjoy this episode. Trip guests!
Tom, Ben!
Greetings, Matthew! Legend!
Matthew, you tasty little snack.
You are a tasty little snack.
You are a tasty little snack. I'll really just gobble you down in one bite.
Bite size.
One bout size, bite size. That's very true. I am a tasty little snack, but don't try and butter me up right now. One of you two has got to organise the socially distanced picnic for six people.
Whoa. Well, it's not going to be me because, as you know, I've had a terrible experience with picnics. I've got teddies based around my favourite bands from the late 90s, early noughties, and they caught hair lice. I had to take a day of the week to look after each bear that was themed around one of my favourite bands from the late 90s, early noughties. And let me tell you, Tuesday's the day Fratelli's bear's having his nits picked.
Fratelli's?
Oh, Fratelli.
A Fratelli's reference.
Tuesday's the day Fratelli's bear's having its nits picked.
Do you know what? That has taken that. There's nothing about that I don't enjoy. Apart from all of the words in it.
Should we take a break?
No time for a break now, Parry.
Just to give people time to think about. Tuesday's the day.
I've got some bad news for you. That the setup to that was so long that's eaten into our break time. There's no break now, mate. So sorry.
It was a joke so good that it killed the interval.
That's not exactly how I would put it. I'd
put it the way I literally put it. Ben, what about you?
Oh, Matthew. Well, the last time I went on a picnic, it took me so long to choose the right container for all the food. I ruined the whole experience. It turns out being picky about picking the right picnic hamper hampers the perfect picnic.
Well, there's only one way to... It's a gorgeous bit of business. There is only one way to settle this.
But could you have referenced the wombats?
I mean, that's what it was lacking.
I had a pigeons detective reference just lined up.
If you could have only dropped the pigeon detectives into that, then it would have been sublime.
Let's go to break!
We're going to take a quick break now. This is the Test Icicles, everybody. Test Icicles. Here on Radio X. Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flatshare Slam Down.
We're in a flat.
Flatshare Slam Down.
And we're sharing with our mate.
Flatshare Slam Down.
Someone did a slow it down.
Flatshare Slam Down.
Hello. Whoa, indeed, Parry. Woe is me. Hello, and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, I think I'm going to be sad. I think it's today, yeah. The girl that's driving me mad is going away. She's got a picnic tonight. She's got a picnic tonight. She's got a picnic tonight, but she don't care. I'm the host and landlord Matthew Crosby. We're live on YouTube, so let's unbox my tenants. It's Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Whoa.
Does this mean we're famous YouTubers now? Can that go on the CV?
Absolutely right. We are the new Logan Paul. All
finally,
yes.
Great.
Yes. Finally, the first thing to go on my CV.
Celebrity boxing match, anyone? Don't mind if I do.
Parry, if you had to fight Clarky in a celebrity boxing match, obviously I'm not gonna get involved. Who do you think would win of the two of you?
Clarky would destroy me, I think.
Yeah. He's a beefcake. He's a beefcake.
But I think I would win the psychological battle.
Oh yeah, man. You'd be like Schwarzenegger. You know, you'd get inside his head. You'd crawl around a little bit, and that would defeat him.
Just as he breaks my nose, I'd whisper some kind of barbed effort that will stay with him for years.
It'll be a pun about the Fratellis, won't it?
Oh, absolutely right.
He'll go down for the count. Right, but listen, you guys can't organise the socially distant picnic for six people on your own. You need someone to source the delicious vegan Scotch eggs. And by source, I don't mean slather them in ketchup. So who have you enlisted to help you tonight? We'll start with Ben. Ben, who have you brought tonight?
I brought my babysitter, Josh Whittaker.
Hello.
Josh Whittaker is here. Josh, thank you for coming on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Now, what kind of a flatmate are you, and how are you enjoying being a flatmate in lockdown?
I don't think I'm particularly.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, well, earlier on, as you saw in the sound check for this, my daughter was crying upstairs, and I was more focused on whether the door insulated the crying than whether we could stop her crying. She had a selfish element to my housemate ability.
I think at 7:30, though, come on, she's got to understand it's podcast time, right?
It's podcast o'clock. Daddy's got a pod.
Daddy's got a podcast.
He's got a pod, baby.
But yeah. Generally, how are you dealing with lockdown? Are you surviving?
Yeah, I think I've had COVID-19, but obviously can't say that. But I still haven't got my sense of smell. Still haven't got my sense of smell.
Really? So you can't smell anything?
I could smell like very strong things, but I left the gas on in the kitchen about a month ago and didn't know. My wife found the gas was on.
Oh man, you really are a bad flatmate.
In terms of being a flatmate, total shit.
Yeah. You can't even smell your daughter crying. Terrible. Terrible parent.
Yeah, she's crying because the gas is on, mate.
Parry, who have you brought along with you?
Well, listen up, guys. The Jamboree is in danger.
No.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We've started letting couples back into the Jamboree, but they've been mingling. They've not been keeping socially distant. So I've had to hire the most glamorous couple I know to demonstrate responsible social distancing. It's Steen Raskopoulos and Sarah Pascoe.
Steen and Sarah here. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Steen. Let's talk to you. Let's talk to you individually first. Steen, what is Sarah like as a flatmate?
She is great. I'm definitely not blinking behind these sunglasses.
Just
please do not send help. It's fantastic. Mom, I love you. Get this.
Why is Steen holding up a copy of today's newspaper? That's what I want to know.
That dog's jaw is firmly around its ankle.
Please look at the second letter of every headline. Make your own decisions.
And Sarah, what is Steen like as a flatmate?
When we're not under lockdown, I think we do prefer having time apart as well. I think that's one of the things we miss, is not the constancy that's of each other.
Yeah.
And when do you think that's gonna happen? Do you sort of give yourselves a little bit of time to just go out on a sort of, you know, a walk on your own and just do nothing for a bit? Or
well, Sarah, are you literally Sarah in each other's pockets? Sarah keeps walking in on my mistress FIFA.
So Steen likes to play FIFA to calm his mind. I think it's your happy place, isn't it? And I find him playing FIFA disgusting. Like, I would rather walk in and find him watching hardcore porn. Today, can I tell you this? And I'm not.
I wasn't watching hardcore porn. Is that true? Okay. Good. Okay.
No. He exclaimed with joy, and then told me, "I've got my new badge is a rainbow pug," and I shouldn't have to hear my partner say that. Like, that's. Where do you go from there?
What's the rainbow? So, because I'm not a FIFA boy. Yeah, what's a rainbow? What have you unlocked to get a rainbow pug?
That's right. So basically, you know, you put in the hours, Crosby. You put in the hours. You put in the time. The players respect you, and then the game respects you, and they give you like a big badge that I can have at my stadium. So when people of different places around the world get to play in my stadium, when they see it, they see a big giant rainbow pug now.
Well, this sounds delightful. Cool. And
thank you. Thank you, Crosby.
What the listener doesn't know is that Steen's 8 years old. It's absolutely adorable. Absolutely adorable that he's. It's just great. It's just great to have a hobby. And you know what, Sarah, you're a fantastic au pair to him. You really are.
I'm wearing a Space Jam t-shirt.
Yeah, I know.
Which means you're 40. So, so we've had our government allotted allowance of six people. But let's find out if today's the day these teddy bears have their picnic as we play
Fratellis,
round
please.
One.
Can I picnic?
Yes, you can.
Can
I picnic?
Can I picnic? Can I picnic?
No holding hands.
Can I picnic?
Don't share your hands.
Can I picnic?
Eat separate lands.
Can I picnic?
Have your own hands.
On my lawn. Can I picnic? Well, you can, but if you are doing what you're told, then the invite to your picnic should be sixfold. Your brother, mother, and your lover, just for instance. And then three others who can keep the social distance. Hope your mother and your lover start to get along. And those three others join your brother in a sing-song. The song we sing, it is about something specific. Asking the question over and over, can I picnic?
Yes, you can.
Can I picnic?
Six women or men.
Can I picnic?
2 meters of land.
Can I picnic?
No holding hands.
Can I picnic?
Don't share your hands.
Can I picnic?
Eat separate land.
Can I picnic?
Have your own hands.
On my lawn.
Oh!
Gorgeous work there from Parry and Clarkey. Wow. I really enjoyed that. There we go. Lovely.
Wallop.
Lovely.
I could have gone to the bathroom, guys.
Definitely, yeah, there was definitely time for a break there.
That felt like a break to me. This is round one, which we are calling Pick a Nick. Now, I'm going to give each contestant a list of famous people called Nick or variations on that name, Nicky, Nicole, etc., and a list of foods. In their teams, they've got 90 seconds to, through impressions and clues alone, help their teammates guess as many of these food/famous Nick combos as they can. So, for example, if I were to say, hey, everybody, I'm a doctor on The Simpsons, eating a plant-based version of what a chicken lays covered in breadcrumbs. They would, of course, know that I was being Dr. Nick from The Simpsons with a vegan Scotch egg. I should say, of course, today's show is sponsored by Aunt Lily's vegan Scotch eggs. Vegan Scotch eggs contain neither Scotch nor egg. Right. Tom, Sarah and Steen, you are up first. We will start the 90 seconds now.
Okay, I've like baked some cupcakes or something. Oh, and I'm crazy about it. And the cupcakes have got things on top of the cream, like I was in Con Air.
Nick Cage.
Philadelphia.
No, Tinkerbell would eat these cakes because Tinkerbell.
Fairy cakes.
Yeah.
Fairbread. Nick Cage eating Fairbread.
Yes.
That was me next. I went down to the sandwich store. Will I have a 6-inch or a 12-inch?
Oh, a Subway.
Yes.
Subway baguette.
Nicki Minaj. Okay, cool.
That's right.
That was amazing.
G'day, guys. I'm an Australian musician, and sometimes I like to go.
Jason Donovan.
Correct. No,
Nick Cave.
Yes. And I'm eating these small. Why is there a pit in them? There shouldn't be a pit.
Olives. Yes, Nick Cave's eating olives. Och, no. I want an independent country to eat this
Nicola,
meat in a bath.
Nicola, who's the name of the lady?
I'm gonna cut out your heart.
Great heart.
No. Like someone wears a mask and then they cut out someone's heart.
Surgeon.
Yes.
Surgeon.
Yeah.
He's also from Scotland, Tom.
Oh yes, I want a Big Mac.
McDonald's.
No.
Hamburger.
Yes. Okay. God, Scottish is hard to do.
Okay, but I can't do an impression of this person because also you wouldn't know. But
okay, that's the time. I'm so sorry, Sarah.
It's good. It's lucky. You've never got Nick Bateman from Big Brother.
No.
Oh.
A tricky one. We had to lean on Parry there for that. But Tom, can we just very, very quickly hear your Nicola Sturgeon again? Because Rory Bremner is quaking his boots. He's not got long for his career. Let's hear Sturgeon again from you.
I said I want an independent country with my bag. Oh, fucking hell.
So well.
You sound like my Greek grandfather, Tom.
Thank you, my son.
Thank you, my son.
Of course, your Greek uncle's always asking you to wax things and then unwax things.
Okay, before we get into more uncomfortable territory, let's move on to Josh and to Ben. Now, you've got 90 seconds to not just pick your nicks, but tell us quick what they're picnicking on.
I'm so bad at impressions.
I'm bad at impressions, but also knowing.
Listen, you're going to be great. Just.
They don't have to be as good as mine. Don't worry. They don't have to be as spot on as mine were.
You're going to look so good after this, Parry. It's unbelievable.
Okay. So your 90 seconds starts now.
Is it me?
Go.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, St. Nicholas.
Yes, and ho, ho, ho.
That's a great impression.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Cheers. It's like a cold dish.
Hang on, you have to keep doing this.
Oh, it's a cold dish, but it's like spaghetti or penne.
Pasta, pasta salad.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a politician and I'm going to be liberal with all of these things that are laid by hens.
Do his voice
afterwards. Yeah. What's that?
Nick Clegg.
Yeah. Yes.
Do the Nick Clegg voice though, Clarky.
I am Nick Clegg. Robot, right?
Robo Clegg, yeah.
All right. Bloody hell, Del Boy. What are you going to put this cheese on?
Oh, Nicholas Lyndhurst with crackers.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Uncanny!
30
I'm
seconds.
Sorry. Papa, what will we do with all these chickpeas?
Nicole Hummus.
Yeah!
This is too clever.
Okay. God. I am...
So is Nicole Hummus a singer?
I'm going to...
am I also so too
I
clever?
I think I'm going to sort out your garden or present the National Lottery, depending on which of my two jobs it is. And while I'm doing that...
That's an uncanny impression, Josh.
What do you like? I don't know. I think he's a Cockney. But it's so... That is your time,
I'm afraid.
And do you want
Josh,
small...
Josh, that is your time, Josh.
No.
You can't overrule this, okay?
It's happening.
I'm getting into it then.
Clarky, have you got any idea as Josh was so deep into that game?
Oh, is it
in character?
Is it the guy who does DIY SOS?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us what his name is?
No one knows what his second name is.
Oh, Nick Knowles.
It is, of course. Nick Knowles is, of course. Okay, so Parry, Steen and Sarah, you have another 90 seconds. Sarah, you start. Okay, and remember, you can't do Nicola Roberts. Okay, you've got to strike that one for the record.
No, you've gone down to the next
okay,
one.
Absolutely. Okay,
although they do sound very similar.
Your 90 seconds begins now.
Oh, Ben, I love being in charge of...
Yoda. Nicky Yoda.
The big country. I'm not Rumpelstiltskin, and I'm
the
also
German.
Not
German.
No.
Nicholas Angler-Merkel.
look, the Kremlin, where I live, is it being? Don't look.
Tsar Nicholas
being in charge. Yes,
Nick.
Yes.
I was going to go with Nicola Putin.
I've deleted the email. I accidentally touched my phone and I've deleted the email.
Just make one up.
It doesn't matter.
Harry, say things
next
in
anyway.
The fridge.
Steve, it's your turn now.
Okay. hey, guys. I don't want to be in a girl band anymore, so I'm just going to sing at the front row. I did a show with Joel Dommett, I think. For a show.
Oh, from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, that's me.
Nikki from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, it sounds like Arnold
Schwarzenegger, but not, you know?
Nick Scherzinger.
Yeah. And
I'm at band camp.
Flute.
Flute?
No, the movie which I'm referencing.
American Pie.
but like a type of...
You don't want to know what my next guest was going to be after Flute.
Apple pie. Tom.
Apple bun. Hey, everyone.
That's your time, I'm afraid.
Cool.
If anyone, I'm going to stop you there. If anyone can get it from here.
All right, Tom was just being himself there.
No, that was quite good, I thought.
Can anyone get it? Can you just hear the clue again? It was, hey, everyone, I'm cool. Is that right?
Hey, everyone, I'm cool.
Stamoskopoulos.
Yes.
He's afraid not Nick. Nicky Stamoskopoulos. Any idea?
Are you...
Nick,
are you like a radio DJ or something?
Yes, Josh.
Nick
Ferrari.
It's not Nick Ferrari.
that is a cool name, though.
Hey, everyone! I've got some cool views.
It's really like LBC.
Yeah, is that an Ferrari impression, Nick Ferrari?
What? There's a guy called Nick Ferrari in the zoo.
Nick, is he on Radio 1? Oh, Nick Rimpel.
Yes.
Yes. Points for all of us there.
So Josh gets the point there, and of course we race. We race into the next section.
I've actually got a good impression of this next one.
Here we go, everybody.
Oh,
this is how we play.
Get ready for that Alan Lamborghini.
Ben Clark, Josh Quiddicombe, off you go. Your 90 seconds starts now.
So, Lord Sugar, I'm not sure about how this team's doing.
Oh,
those raised eyebrows.
Oh,
Frodo Baggins
from The Apprentice. I'll know that much.
Yes, and I tell
it's
you what,
Nick from The Apprentice.
Tiny little red things that you think are a vegetable but are actually a fruit, and that's a bit of a boring fact. You know, those little.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about tomatoes.
Yes, what are the tiny ones called?
Oh, cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
Nothing boring about that fact.
No, I think we enjoyed that fact. It was great.
Good day.
Bonus points.
There's more where that came from, guys, if you want them.
Good day. I used to go out with Tom Cruise.
Nicole Kidman.
I really enjoy these cheesy treats that your mum used to put in your lunchbox.
Treasy cheats.
The cheesy treats. You dip away.
Dairy Lee Junkers.
Yeah.
Dunkable.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm Welsh.
Yeah.
Great
impression. Great impression.
Playing the old, what am I playing?
Oh, the old bass guitar.
Yeah. By the way, and this is free, bananas are a herb.
Oh, he's on absolute
fire.
There
you go. Anyway, that's unrelated. That's unrelated. So I'm playing away.
And by unrelated, you mean not making the edit.
The game Fruit Ninja gives you these
and the
facts.
Thing I like is tiny little dots of pasta.
Tiny little dots of pasta.
And it's like rice, but actually it's pasta. It's,
That's your time, I'm afraid.
Right. Is it Nicky Wire and Couscous?
It is Nicky Wire.
It is Nicky Wire and Couscous.
Hold on.
Lovely stuff.
Couscous is pasta.
No. Oh,
dude.
Mate.
No,
yeah, bananas are herb. All right, mate. Yeah.
Josh has been smoking the bloody herb if he thinks couscous is a pasta, am I right?
Is producer Gwyn there? Can you tell us what that has done to our scores, please, producer Gwyn?
So the scores are, after that round, Ben and Josh have 7 and Tom, Sarah and Steen have 6.
Oh, my God. Ooh. So Ben and Josh are in the lead. But will they keep Tom, Sarah and Steen a socially distance 2 metres away? We will find out after this break.
No.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Josh and Ben are in the lead, but will they keep Tom, Sarah and Steen a socially distanced 2 metres at bay? Let's find out as we play round 2. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there! Do as you're told! Games! And nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold! 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 Gold!
Yes, it is Flat Games, sponsored by Aunt Lily's Vegan Scotch Eggs. How do they make them so salty? And today we're playing our version of the board game Risk, which we're calling Lyrisk. As we all know, Lyrisk is the name of this round.
Like I love Tom, like, giving Matthew a hard time about the name of a game that he came up with.
Yeah. Always. Nothing. What's that
like? It's just when you hear it coming out of someone else's mouth, it sounds less convincing.
How would you say it, Tom?
Oh, it was. I mean, it was bad coming out of my mouth, but I just like I like the sound of it more when I'm saying it.
What Tom means is he prefers himself to me. So, as we all know, Risk is a game of global domination, but Lyrisk is a game of vocal translation. I'm going to give each contestant the words to a popular song, which I have run through Google Translate. They'll then sing their song, and their teammate will guess both the song and the language they're singing in. 1 point for the name of the song, it's 1 point for the language, and it's up to 10 points for the performance. Right, Ben, you are up first. Now, I've sent you the translated lyrics. Have you got those there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now, take us on a magical trip to a foreign land in song. Josh, I'm looking for the song and the language, please. Ben, off you go.
Say... Eres mi fugo elu codesco cri sanudio locio de es manera peros Sam du mundo separato sona el scatus croro curo tu desis che lo que ai I'm por qui.
Beautiful.
No es nada más que no tampoco no es nada más un euro tampoco no es solo le que de es manera.
Lovely.
Oh, that was gorgeous. Josh, have you got any idea what song he was singing first of all?
Yeah, he was singing I hope it's named after the chorus. It's I Want It That Away by the Backstreet Boys.
is beautiful. Correct. Yes. And in what language do you think?
Well, it's one of the Romance languages, isn't it? I'm going to go with
Welsh.
Don't give him the answer, definitely, Tom.
For anyone listening on the podcast, I'm going to go with Spanish.
Yeah. Spanish is correct. Fantastic work.
Si, 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 señor.
2 points there to Josh and to Clarkie, I think, for the performance. I think I'm going to give you 8 points. 8 points.
Donde están los points? Ocho.
Ocho pointos. Congratulations there. Well done. So next up, Tom.
Puy.
Okay. Did you get the lyrics come through to you?
I'm ready and waiting, baby.
Okay, next up it's Tom. Which part of the globe is Tom conquering and with which tune? That is for Steen and Sarah to work out. Tom, take it away, please.
Regarding what answer you, tu verás, sé que tu representes pour moi. Foules votre coup, cherche ton ami. Et quand tu me trouves là, vous ne chercherez plus. Ne me dis pas que ce n'avait pas la peine d'essayer. Tu ne peux pas me dire que ça ne va pas la peine de mourir. Tu sais que là c'est vrai. Tu sais que je fais. Je l'ai fait pour tout.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. That really was.
There was plenty of syllables in there, weren't there? Bloody hell.
You know what?
Really,
a lot of syllables,
really well done.
But a lot of heart as well. A lot of heart.
Yeah. That was from the Kevin Costner, Robin LeHood.
Yeah, it was in French, and it was "Everything I do it for you" by Bryan Adams.
Try
absolutely
bomb.
Correct. 2 points to Sarah and Steen. And I mean, that moved me to the verge of tears, honestly. I almost did an eye wee.
Shall we have a crying break? Shall we have a little break to weep?
A short crying break is all we need. I'm going to give you 9 out of 10 there for that.
Yes. Good on, beautiful.
Really beautiful. Now, Josh, we'll sing us a tune in a mysterious foreign language. But Ben, name the tune and the language. Have you got it, Josh?
This is tough. Okay, you ready? The Lichtenstein on Maya Ben Nietheus Der Geist and Yep and Jelf. Your heart's a beat, your liquor trait is no Angus for no dick. Wait, I'm just moving my Gmail down.
Josh, you gotta sing it, mate.
Is it Father Christmas? It's Father Christmas, isn't it?
Come on, this is bang on.
It's bang on.
You couldn't be slapping.
Excuse me?
You couldn't be etting.
Oh, no.
Oh, we've lost Josh.
Is Mike's Josh, not a protest?
Josh, stop. We've lost you. We can't hear you anymore.
You need Josh. To change your mic.
Josh!
He's still going. He's lost. He's a slave to the rhythm. We've lost him.
He's trying to do a T-Pain auto tune.
He's gone full Kraftwerk.
He's lost in music.
I suppose I'll have to go back to the start.
Yes.
I think we get it. I'm joking. Shall I cut to the chorus?
Yes, please.
Yes,
I'd love to hear
please.
The chorus.
Right. Crosby phoned me today to say you're familiar with this song, and I'm not as familiar as I remember. Right. Right. Should we da het on the Ogamoazian? No, that's wrong. You must have it by now.
Yeah.
I thought I knew what it was until you just did that.
Well, put that out of your mind, I'd say. Yeah, yeah.
And the rest was bang on.
Okay,
I think it's Addicted to Love.
Yes,
absolutely correct. German. It is German Addicted to Love. Yeah.
Really good. Great.
And really what am good. I going to give Josh now out of 10 for that performance? I mean,
I don't want to be patronized.
Got to be an 11.
I think I'm going to, you know, this technology was against you, but also so was your talent. So I'm going to give you, 6 out of 10 for that. 6 out of 10.
Very generous, actually. That's very generous.
Very kind.
Oh, I can tell you what as well. Clarkie, what language did you think it was?
Well.
He said because German.
He said German.
It's not German, I'm afraid. Sorry, it's Dutch. It's Dutch, of course. It's Dutch.
That's what I said.
No, I'm afraid it was Dutch. Okay, so finally, a duet
doing it
from...
in a Dutch accent, Clarkie, for crying out loud.
I'm sorry. And that was bang on.
Finally,
it was too bang on. I didn't trust it.
Finally, a duet from Sarah and Steen. Now, Tom, tell us the ditty they're singing.
Beautiful.
And the dialect they're offending people in.
We're going to do the girl boy bit and then the girl bit.
Great.
Maybe not in that order, though. Maybe not in that order. Sag mir, was mag schön. Bist du glücklich ist in modern Welt? Oder brauchst du mehr? Gibt es noch etwas nach dem Session? Ich fole. Ich hol den guten Seit ein, weide ich mein Weide. Senscher. Nach. Und in den schlechten Seiten frech ich mich. Und das ist ein bisschen vegetabel.
Sag mir was, okay. Bist du nicht gut? Da ist Luft und Fohlen. Oder brauchst du nur? Es ist nicht schwer. Es ist Hardcore, soll halten. Ich fahr. In und den guten Sätzen finde ich mich weiter. Schüsseschnitt nach Bedewang. Und in der Schnitten Senden folgt ich mich.
That's beautiful.
That's like someone's taped over halfway through A Star Is Born with an episode of Hello, Hello.
So, Tom, it sounds like you know it. What's the song and what's the language?
It's Shallow and it's in German.
This time it was German.
It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
In German. And I think, okay, so you've got 5 points each. I think, Steen, absolutely gorgeous, very lilting, very, very moving. I'm going to give you 4 out of 5. But Sarah, I mean, you really transported us to another place. Josh, literally, he walked off. 5 out of 5. That's 9 points for Sarah and for Steen.
Well done. Beautiful.
Quinn, please tell us, what has that done to our scores?
So Ben and Josh have 26, but Tom, Sarah and Steen are now in the lead with 28.
Wow. Well, here we go. If you thought the Shallow in Dutch was a mouthful, just wait till these guys attempt to get their laughing gear around this month's beef. It's Beef Brothers.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from audience member Helena. Helena, how are we saying that?
Helena.
Helena writes, my fiance... You know,
like the like only the way anyone said it.
Helena!
Helena! I don't know if you Gary spell like that.
And that is a hard H at the beginning.
Well, do we say it backwards or what?
Well, Helena, it's great to have you on the show. Now...
Are you, have we got to guess the foreign language you're doing this in?
So, Helena writes, my fiancé has a number of fascinating hobbies, including keeping bees and brewing beer and wine. As much as I enjoy the produce of these pastimes, they do involve a lot of equipment. We live in a terrace with very little free space and storage, which is currently filled with racks of bottles or spare beehives. As we are both working from home and not going out, it can feel quite claustrophobic. Please help me convince him to find a better storage solution. So, Ben and Josh, you are on the side of Helena. Tom, Sarah and Steen, you are on the side of her beer-brewing, beekeeping fiancé.
Look at the cat.
What a gorgeous cat. What's the name of the cat, please, Helena?
It's Yasmin.
Yasmin.
And how are we pronouncing that?
Yasmina.
So Jasmine.
Lovely to meet you, Yasmin. So, well, we'll ask what Yasmin feels about this in a second, but... Tom, Sarah and Steen, you are on the fiancé's side. Ben and Josh, you are on Helena's side. Before you make your cases, let's have a cross-examination. Does anyone have any questions for Helena?
Helena, you're not a pilot, are you, at work at the moment?
yeah, flying the 6 people at a time to them.
how big is a beehive? Can I ask that?
Yeah.
Great question.
It's pretty beefy.
And how long have you two been together? And how long have you lived together?
That was a big exhale.
Interesting.
No further questions, Sarah.
No, this is great.
No, it'll be. It was. Wow, Jesus. Four years we've been together.
Okay.
Objection. Sorry, I've always wanted to do that. Sorry.
Three we've lived together.
Okay. So this is a long time. And has the stuff accumulated over that time, or was it always the deal?
So we've only sort of lived in a house that we've owned for about a year, and it's been in that time. So started, and then it has accumulated. The thing about keeping bees is you start with a single hive and a few tens of thousands of bees, and then they sort of multiply, and you end up having to get more hives and more.
Well, you don't have to get more hives.
That would have been so much more exciting.
I think maybe he might have an addictive personality in both alcohol and bees.
Sarah, we're on his side, crucially. Side.
Yeah, crucially, I know. I'm just getting the background. I'm going to make him a really cool addict who, like, if you criticise he's drinking, he sends his bees to get you.
You have another piece of beekeeping equipment, which is, of course,
the meth mask.
Are you getting much honey out of the beekeeping equipment?
It's pronounced honey.
We were told not to expect any honey in the first year.
Mm-hmm. By the bees.
Yeah.
Hold on, mate.
Can I ask? Did you start a, like? Is it a hobby for him? And if so, did you start a hobby around the same time?
Well, we started together, and then I decided it was too much like hard work, so I've
just given up. Just given up on the bees drink.
So you've abandoned the thing you started together.
I like the scientific element. I like the, you know, we did the classes and we did the tuition together, and I like that. And then we were left to our own devices, and it was really stressful.
Wow. She's quit the hobbies. Is she going to quit the relationship?
Yeah.
Quite a big thing.
Wow. It was all fun to begin with, but once you get your own hive and you settle down, suddenly you've got a problem with commitment.
Can we get the fiance's name? Is that okay?
Possibly. No? Okay. I don't think anyone...
trusted to pronounce it, Matthew.
We can do front names. His front name.
Front names only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My uncle is the top beekeeper in Cornwall, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, we've got
my dad's a bee. Whatever, Josh.
Is that why you've got the haven't got glasses on at all? That's lies.
Yeah.
What's the score with It's quite a, like, people get obsessed with it, don't they? Beekeeping.
Well, your uncle certainly does.
Yeah, he can't get enough. He makes his own. You can buy Widdicombe's honey in Cornwall. Anyway, that's very cool.
Is your face on it?
No.
Why would his face be on?
Is it like Josh Merch?
But also, I can't believe Josh's stories, because we were once on QI and you said that your relative had written The Saints Come Marching In, and then they did like fact checking and then had to announce in front of the whole studio audience that's not true.
I got the wrong Christian song. And let me tell you now, Sarah, you do not expect to get fact check on QI. It all sounds terrible. I don't get away with any old crap.
Helena, the beer, have you enjoyed the fruits of your fiance's labor? Do you partake in his beer?
I occasionally partake in the beer. If it's not too dark.
You have imbibed.
I have.
And is your fiance listening to this right now?
No, he's watching something else.
What the hell is he watching?
I fucking hate this guy. How am I going to defend him?
He's probably watching how to make better bee. How to be,
Communist propaganda. He's also a red. Okay, and we've got to defend him.
Yeah, what's he watching?
Communist propaganda, she says.
I could ask.
Let's ask.
Yeah.
All right, hang on a sec.
Is that allowed, Judge Crosby?
Yeah, of course.
It's a bit.
He's watching me.
Sweetheart.
Okay.
You piece of shit.
I feel bad now. I know. I want to take it all back.
Let's begin the opening the case for the prosecution. Now, Josh, you have a minute
to put forward your case.
Now, you are on the, get rid of the beehives.
You are on Helena's side, okay?
You're on Helena's side.
Helena's side. You're on Helena's side. You have 1 minute starting now.
What kind of man doesn't watch his fiance on TV, and then when he hears her coming down the hallway, tripping over hive, switches it over? That is the kind of man who cares more about his hobby than his future wife. I think we can all agree, beekeeping is shit. It's,
oh.
No, it is. It's cruel on the bees.
The black sheep of the family speaks.
Winnie the Pooh.
We've all been stung by a bee. That is not pleasant, right? You don't want them dragged into your house when it's just you, your cat, your two spinny chairs in what looks like a kind of open plan office. You don't need beekeeping stuff in this house. What was the other thing he did? Oh, brewed his own beer. I'm sorry, but that's for wankers.
That's your time, I'm afraid. That's your time. Well, closing argument. Closing argument there.
You know how they say Keir Starmer was a QC? I really felt like I was really channeling him at that point there with my
I really wish Keir Starmer ended all of his speeches at Prime Minister's Question Time with, that's for wankers. I mean, he'd be right.
It would work.
Wankers greatest for wankers. Move on, Boris. That kind of thing.
Okay, so to begin the case for the defence, Sarah and Steen, you have a minute. Remember, you're on the fiancé side and your time starts now.
So it just sounds, from what we've heard, is that you started this adventure together. Not only one of love, you started this adventure of creating this beautiful bee hive situation as well as brewing beer. And if I'm honest, he's watching you on TV at the moment, Helena, because you're his queen. You are his queen. Oh. And I think you're a bit jealous that there is a queen in the beehive.
Can I say one thing? It could be worse than brewing beer and keeping bees. He could be playing FIFA all day. and then you'd really know sadness.
Helen, I'm learning a lot about myself at the moment and my relationship at the same time. But
the dog's growling.
He's growling. But in terms of, he just sounds like an absolute legend. He sounds like he's treating you like a queen. In terms of him continuing to persevere when you've given up, he's picking up your slack as well.
That's it. Oh, no, here's a good pun.
That's your time, I'm afraid.
He's a keeper.
I'm afraid.
But unfortunately, that came after the time.
So let that fantastic joke be struck from the records. Please.
Oh, imagine if you didn't spend time ridiculing FIFA. We could have.
Here's a good pun. Here's a good pun. And that's time.
So Helena,
OJ case when he said, if it doesn't fit, you've got to acquit? The bit before is he goes, here's a good pun. Here's a good pun.
Here's a rhyme. Here's a rhyme. Here's a rhyme.
Case dismissed.
Helena, how do you think it's going so far?
I would say it's going badly for me at this stage. But also, it's touched me a little bit. But the more you learn about bees, the more you realise that queen bee analogy is a poor one. If I was his queen, then he would have died the first night we.
She'd have fucked him to death. Another fact.
I'd have fucked him and 12 other men to death.
Yeah, and she'd just be biting their heads off, and then making other ones go and do her work.
I'm allergic to bees, so that argument was very hard for me.
Yeah.
Is anyone else really aroused right now?
Genuinely.
Can we take another break?
No more breaks, Clarky. Clarky, in fact, we've got to continue the case for the prosecution. Now, Tom, are you going to be doing this as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe standing, presiding and providing your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we've heard a lot of things today, a lot of big words from them there lawyers there from the fancy city. Hell, they gonna have you believe that honey comes from a bee. Hell, we all know it comes from Papa's store. Now, listening to this travail here of these two young folk kind of got me thinking of myself now, and I'm sure it make you think too about the young love. Well, there sure was a time, and a time there was, and I'm sure you find it hard to believe where I was a young man myself. Full of hair, suitcase full of pie, dancing shoes. Three villages down lived a girl called Georgia. Beautiful lady, hips, elbows, a hat. Time came where I thought to myself, hell, I'm gonna show Georgia what I think. I'm gonna walk over there, over forest, cross the dale, up the hill and down the mountain. And I'm gonna present her with a dove, bird of love. And I'm gonna give her my best boot. Off I set. Off I set, convinced I was going to find me a dove and collect my boots. Got lost on the hill, fell up the dale, three nights on the mountain. To cut a long story short, no one's going to fall in love with a man holding a dead crow and a boot full of shit. But at least I tried. No further questions, Your Honor.
Oh, a very, very touching, very moving, very moving speech there from Fanshawe. But I don't know what it's going to do to the way people vote. That is all down to Ben. Ben, you're going to conclude the case for the defence. Well, your Sam. Minute begins now.
Well, listen.
I'm listening.
The best played plans of place and plan. You know, like it's classic, isn't it? You know. A guy gets with a gal and he's like, we're going to get a place together. We're going to live together. It's all going to be great. That's all plan A. And then he sneaks in the other stuff. We're going to start brewing beer. We're going to start keeping insects. That's suddenly plan B. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Lovely, and lovely.
Now, listen, here's what I think. Is there's a film called The Fly, which is about a guy who keeps a load of flies in his flat, and gradually he turns his girlfriend into one. I've not seen it, but that's what I think old What's-His-Face is up to. He's gradually going to try and turn Helena into bee and keep her around.
That is your time.
No, Helena was trying to leave there about three times during that.
Well, yeah, that's only because I've told her the truth of the matter.
Well, listen, now, that was a real bombshell to end on there, Clarkie. by which I mean, was there a punchline? No, what I meant was we now take it to the public to vote, because I can't make the call myself, as I'm a paid up member of the Beer and Bees Collective. At least I think that's where my license fee goes. So instead, I'm going to call upon our live internet audience. So go to our profile on Twitter. It's at Pappy's Tweet. Our pinned tweet lets you vote for who you think you should win. So we'll go through it again. So whether you think Josh and Ben, and therefore Helena, made the best case, or Steen and Fanshawe on behalf of Helena's fiance, whoever you think made the best case, go and vote for that person now at Pappy's Tweet on Twitter. You have but 30 seconds. Also, why not give us a follow while you're there? We could always do with an extra follow. We've been languishing. We've been languishing.
That's so desperate to put it in.
Languishing
like that
away.
That's
languishing
such
away.
A pity. Like, oh, what else could you do?
Listen, we've got, look, Sarah, you don't realise we've got three followers right at the moment, okay? And let me tell you, Parry doesn't follow us, so it's not great. Yeah. Okay, we could do.
It's not for me.
You should do something useful, like yoga videos or something.
If we're a bit more like Adrienne, then we get the traffic, wouldn't we?
Smash it, yeah.
Crosses, I just unfollowed and followed, mate. You got my support.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate.
It is incredibly close. incredibly close.
But have we improved on our followers?
No, we've actually lost followers during this. Not great, not great. Okay, here we go. Yes, we've got a small error here in that the thing that's been put up here is the wrong way round. It doesn't matter. We have to strike that from the record. Sorry, guys. I'll have to play it myself.
Gotta be legit.
It's gotta be legit. But we've done Sarah. They put Sarah Steen and Fanshawe brackets Helena, Josh/Ben brackets fiance, which is the.
I think take that. People all have voted for.
Are you sure, Barry? This is a problem. Okay. Well, we'll go with. I'm going to go with Helena and fiance. Because Parry's asked for it. So Josh and Ben, you win that round.
Yes. There's nothing hollow about that at all.
Helena, how do you feel about the result?
I feel like a changed woman. I'm going to 100%. I'm not entirely sure what the results were.
Nor am I. Helena, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest. And you've been absolutely fantastic. And Helena, everybody. It's very nearly, folks, the end of the show is what I plan on saying in about 45 minutes time. Until then, I am going to snack on a delicious Art Lily's vegan scotch egg. Art Lily's vegan scotch eggs. We know they're not eggs, but what the fuck are they? You're going to enjoy the quickfire round jingle. Olay!
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. Which is why it's amusing to everyone involved that the intro is really long.
Ooh, it's a cracking gag.
Yes, the intro is really long. And for a quick fire round, that's funny. It begs the question, what would the intro be like? If it wasn't a quick fire round, but actually a long fire round.
Ooh, he's flipped, reversed it.
I imagine the intro would have to be quite quick. Although I'm not sure what a long fire round would be like. Would it be really long questions? Or would the answers be really long? A bit like a philosophy essay when you're doing general studies. What is fear made? This is something to discuss. There was always that story about that guy in the school next door. That he sat down in an exam and the question said, what is bravery? And they wrote, this is, and then got up and walked out. And then someone put pencils up their nose and banged their head and everyone got an A. I think I'm confusing stories there. Anyway, I've gone off the subject. Let's not worry about any of that. It's not a long fire round. Thank God for all involved. It is the quick fire round. And here it is. The quick fire round. This is bravery!
Yes.
Crosses, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Thanks, mate.
sure. Perfect time to do it, mate. Yes, this is the quickfire round. And as our show is all about a socially distanced picnic for six people, all of the questions must be socially distanced. So I want 2 meters on either side of your answers. So if I ask you another name for 1.759 pints, you would say meter, meter, liter, meter, meter. Fun, right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Instead of buzzers, I would like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Josh, let's hear yours.
Josh.
Beta.
Lovely. I'm not quite sure why you said that, but Tom, Sarah, and Steen.
Helena.
Sarah.
Tom.
Tom, lovely stuff. Steen. Okay. Here we go. What is Helena. The fastest land animal?
Tom.
Beat. Tom.
Nah. Meter, meter, cheetah, meter, meter.
Is correct. What is the brand name of rye-based crisp breads?
Josh.
Ben.
Josh.
Meter, meter, Rovita, meter, meter.
Correct. Which Beatles song is a love letter to a parking attendant?
Meter. Oh, bollocks, Josh.
Tom.
Josh.
Nah.
Go on, Josh. Meter, meter, lovely Rita, meter, meter.
Is correct. Name the controversial novel by Nabokov that features the character Humbert Harmon.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Meter, meter, Lolita, meter, meter.
Is correct. Name the roadside cafe chain that ceased trading in 1997.
Steen.
Ben. Oh, Josh.
Steen.
Meter, meter, Jones Cafe.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. No, Josh.
Yeah. Meter, meter, happy eater, meter, meter.
Is correct. A whisk is sometimes known as an egg what?
Meter.
Steen. Tom.
Meter, meter, egg meter. Meter, meter.
It was, Steen was first, but of course, Sarah, you can have the point.
Of course you can speak for him.
Of course, of course.
I didn't want another joke. Please,
which animal has a worm-like tongue and is known to consume termites?
Tom!
Oh. Tom.
Meter, meter, Komodo dragon, meter, meter.
Oh, no, 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 Sarah. No.
Ben was just in there after Tom. Let's hear it.
Meter, meter, armadillo, meter, meter.
No,
meter,
meter. Sarah! Sarah! No, no jokes! No more jokes,
please. What show has been
hosted by Andy that out in the first half?
Tim Vincent.
Katie, oh, Tom, Hitch, Tom, Tom. Meter, meter, blue Peter, meter, meter.
It's absolutely correct. Complete the name of the actor famous for her roles in Chicago, The Mask of Zorro, and Traffic.
Ben. Meter, meter. Sarah. Catherine Zeta-Jones, meter, meter.
No more jokes.
It's correct. No more jokes, guys.
Fact, no more Jones.
No more questions. That's the end of the round, and indeed the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores,
coax out Pasco's competitive streak.
Really enjoyed
you
that.
You couldn't see that her fingertips were grinding.
It's so good.
It's really good, everyone.
It was really good, guys. If you're watching at home, guys, it was really good. All right, we had the reviews are in. Okay, really
so you know. I hope they picked it up in the mic when she said, "Shut up, Ben."
Oh, I like a little bit of argy bargy towards the end of the game. I like a bit of elbow shoving. I love it. So, Josh, Sarah, Steen, anything to plug? Josh, I know you wanted to plug your Quickly Kevin.
We're doing one of these live Zoom. My podcast, Quickly Kevin, Will He Score? The 90s Football Podcast are doing a live Zoom one like this tomorrow. And one of our guests is Mr. Tom Parry.
Oh, fantastic.
Very exciting. So
well, yeah. we'll definitely tweet about that. And where can people get tickets? Is it Eventbrite?
If you go on to the Quickly Kevin, at Quickly Kevin Twitter, or just Google it. Yeah, it's on the website or the Twitter. Also,
and if you are going to go on their Twitter, give them a follow.
Give them a follow, guys. Whack them a follow.
We'll tweet it to our 3 followers. It'll be great.
Give them a follow.
Whack them a follow. Producer Emma said we will tweet about it, but in the wrong order, unfortunately. So, Sarah, Steen, you guys got anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, Crosby, I've got something dear to my heart, which is happening tomorrow. I'm going to be playing FIFA from 10 to 12. If anyone wants to add me, Rasco Rocket, feel free to.
Get the Rasco Rocket on board.
FIFA, Rasco, FIFA, FIFA.
Get the Rasco Rocket on board. If you're playing FIFA, definitely add him. He's on all day.
He's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, Pug.
Sarah, no, please.
No more jokes.
No more jokes.
Let that be
no
stricken from the record again. Sarah, anything to plug yourself?
I guess Black Lives Matter and it and yes. just general, you know, equality, anti-racism stuff, but good luck with your podcasts.
Oh, Oh, I mean, she's got us banged to rights there, unfortunately, because it is...
When she said no more jokes, she wasn't lying, was she?
No.
can we have a few more jokes?
Yeah, can we just put a bit of space between that and the final scores? Anyway, thanks to everybody watching. As always, check out our Patreon. We do daily bonus episodes over there at patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share. Leave us a review on iTunes or tweet recommending the podcast to all of your friends. It's all appreciated. Producer Gwyn, this is very exciting. What are the final scores?
So the final scores are Ben and Josh have 30, but the winners are Tom, Sarah and Steam with 33.
Oh, so Ben and Josh have got to organise the picnic while Tom,
jokes.
Sarah and Scheme.
No more jokes. Delicious vegan Scotch eggs.
The real secret is they ain't vegan. Thanks to our guests, Sarah Pascoe, Steen Raskopoulos and Josh Whittaker. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Showdown. Flatshare Stand Down featuring Matthew Scotty, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Josh, Sarah and Steen. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. By Emma Caution with help from Gwyn Rhys Davis. And it's produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone who watched the show live to Zoom and YouTube for hosting us. I know you don't just let anyone use your platform, so it's hugely appreciated. Pappies Flatshare Stand Down is a secretive production for Acast and the internet. Cheers everyone. Bye. So there it was, everybody. I've just been informed by producer Emma that in fact we also did a triple episode and we had both Celeste and Freya from Lazy Susan and Adam Hess for our Christmas episode a couple of years ago. So that fun fact was actually not entirely true.
As most fun facts aren't.
Yeah, that's why they're called factoids.
Normally, the funner the fact, the less true it is. That's my motto.
That is so true.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please recommend it to other people. Also, if you enjoy this content, then please join us over on the Patreon where we're putting out another 3 episodes a week. So you get plenty of other, loads of content. Loads of bang for your buck.
So much content, you guys, and it's all good stuff.
There's over 50 episodes of bonus waffle from us, and they're really fun. So we'd love to see you over there. If you pledge $5 and above, you get every single episode immediately. You can start listening today, all of the back catalogue. So if you go to patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share, you will find us there.
And fill your May with podcasts.
Fill this glorious May and your ear canals with podcast galore. Anything else to say at this juncture?
Yes, today's episode was produced by Emma Caution team. Otherwise, we will see you on the other side. Cheers. Well, I don't mean after death. cheers, everyone.
Bye. We won't see anyone after death. Death is the end, fun fact.
Fun fact.
Please be upstanding, get on the landing and have a hand in saying everything that's glad with today's neighbourhood Patreon watch roll call.
Amen.
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 On the third day we got a cow, and on the fourth day we had a sheep. Lee, I called the cow Father John and called the sheep Rachel Ripley.
We're off to a flyer.
On the 17th day, he went to put himself on display. It was Edward McKay.
On the 47th day,
yes.
I looked for him, but he was long gone. Yes, it was Jamie McLaughlin.
Oh no, it was the second day and someone had decided to bury my bones. I found them and ate them, they stuck in my throat. So I bought a hat off Mike Jones. On the 146th day,
oh, very good day,
I was also buried. It was very uncomfortable.
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying this.
I managed to get out. And my friend said, was that very uncomfortable? I said, yes, very. What do you think, Oliver Berry?
Uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
I too was buried
uncomfortable
alive.
Uncomfortable to say the least.
I felt extremely awkward. It was highly uncomfortable to have been buried alive.
To say the very least.
To say the very least. When I came out... Oh, that's a separate issue. But when I'll tell that story another time.
I'd love to hear it, actually.
But when I managed to dig my way out, someone came up to me and said, was that uncomfortable? And I said, yes, very. It was, of course, Izzy Thornberry.
Very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable to be buried alive.
'Twas the minus one day that was yesterday, and I had buried my balls with clamps on. I met the Lord on the road to Damascus. He converted me along with Imogen Hampton.
My goodness, what a journey that
a miracle,
was.
A miracle, a very uncomfortable miracle.
I was enjoying that journey, sir. The only way I could truly enjoy that story was to bury myself during it.
Was it uncomfortable?
It was very uncomfortable. I realized that I'd not buried myself in my spade, which makes it almost impossible to get out.
Very, very uncomfortable.
I'd got myself.
How did you bury yourself in the first place without a spade?
Well, I've got very large hands.
Well, couldn't you use those to dig yourself out?
I've buried myself a bit too tight.
Oh, it's a very tight burial.
It's a very tight burial. It's very snug.
We gave him a very tight burial, as were his wishes, as stated in his will.
I realise I've got myself into an absolute fix. Luckily, my friend came along, Rockabilly 666.
Great to have Rockabilly 666 on board.
Rockabilly 666, thank you very much.
Welcome, Rockabilly 666. We hope you're not uncomfortable.
Well, it was a Sunday, which means it must have been the 12th day, which means it must have been the day I decided to bury myself.
Happy burial day. Will you be aiming for a tight or loose burial, as per your wishes as stated in your will?
As per my wishes as stated in my will, I went for a loose burial.
Very wise.
I buried my arms and my left leg prior to lunch, then I nipped off for a bite, and when I came back on my burial site, someone had parked their van.
Uncomfortable.
That was very uncomfortable for me. I said, oi mate, my legs are under there and one of my arms. I only nipped off for a bite of lunch and you parked your van. He said, F you mate, my name is Joel Morgan.
What?
I know. I'm still shaking with anger about it, if you ask me.
What an
imposition. I'm still furious about it.
Twas Tuesday the 12th when I cut off my ball according to the wishes in my will. I stamped my ball onto the land and floor and cried a lot.
That this endeth. No, sorry, you're in the middle of one.
It
wasn't winter, it wasn't spring, it was the first day of fall. Jumping on my ball on the land, it was that absolute bastard Louise Hall.
Sorry.
Hey, it's all right. It's very okay.
It must have made you feel very uncomfortable. Yeah, I also think it's Lois Hall, but
oh,
no
dear.
Matter.
Oh,
Lois.
No, it is.
Lois Hall.
How uncomfortable. It's Lois Hall.
Oh,
I tell you
Lois
what.
Lois Hall.
I tell you what's uncomfortable. The other day, I just buried my balls.
Oh,
oh no.
Where did you bury
Loose. It was, I'm talking about the balls.
I was a double mistake because I did it tight.
Tight on your balls as per your wishes
tight
in your
on
will.
My balls. Why did I put that in my will? I'll never know.
Bury me tight.
My friend.
In my balls, I've lived a good life.
I've lived a good life. I might as well
I
have
died an innocent man.
An uncomfortable death. Oh, my friend came along. He said, well, isn't that silly? I said, you're absolutely right, my good friend, Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Oh,
Billy. The other day, I buried my balls, and I also buried my penis. And when I came back,
oh, no.
I'd forgotten where I'd buried them, and I couldn't locate them. So now, when I go to the loo, it comes out as a trickle.
Oh no, that seems... That
oh
must
God,
be very uncomfortable.
It's extremely uncomfortable for it to come out as a trickle.
It comes out
I've
all
had
loose.
I've to consult my doctor, Ian McNichol.
That concludes today's holy lesson on the seventh day of the Patriot Neighborhood Watch Roll Call.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.